Blog Talk Radio.
I'm live right now with the people.
I'm gonna go get a drink.
With the foes in the molds, watch her the store for the rolls, talking straightforward to got uncles that smoking, some put blow up they nose to cope with their lows, the wind is cold and it blows, in they socks and they toes, told in they rolls, corners leave souls open and closed, hoping for more, with nowhere to go, rolling and droves, they shoot the wrong way cause they ain't knowing they go, the street ain't safe cause they ain't knowing the cold. By the foes, I was told, either focus or fold. Got cousins with clothes, hope they open some doors. So we can not close and roll in a roll. Now I roll in the O's with windows that don't roll. Down the roads with cars get broken and sold. These are the stories told by Stony and Cottage Grove. The world is cold, the block is hot as a stove. On the corner,
I wish I could keep it spinning. I wish I could keep it spinning.
Welcome once again to another edition of the Empowerment Zone on the Panther Party Radio Network. My name is Mark Higgins. I'm your host. And tonight, we're going to be discussing quite a few things within these next 2 hours. As you know, as if you've been following the show over the last couple of years, you understand that we operate under the Robert's Rule of Order, which simply means that once you call in and press 1, whatever you want to say, you are allowed to say. However, once you are done, just simply yield your time by saying, "I yield my time." That's the Robert's Rule of Order. and this is the way we operate in the empowerment zone. Once again, you're listening to the Empowerment Zone on the Panther Party Radio Network. If you'd like to reach out to us, you can reach us at thepantherparty1966@gmail.com. That's thepantherparty1966@gmail.com. And the number to reach us tonight, if you would like, 914-205-5538. Once again, that's area code 914-205-5538 to reach us here in the Empowerment Zone. And once again, just press 1 if you would like to speak. If not, just chill and listen. But again, here in the Empowerment Zone, you can say whatever you like. And this is much like an open rant. I can't stress how important it is to speak your mind here in the zone, because this is what we're here for, and our purpose is rooted in the people. And this is what we're doing here. Once again, the number to reach us is area code 914-205-5538. That's 914-205-5538. And if you want to reach out to us via email, that's thepantherparty1966@gmail.com. Just please leave your contact information, such as your phone number and your name, and someone will get back to you expediently, I assure you. Once again, that's thepantherparty1966@gmail.com. You're listening to the Empowerment Zone on the Panther Party Radio Network. Tonight, there's so much going on in our diaspora, and we're hoping that you all will join us in our discussion tonight as we focus on the continued struggle to combat this wicked and destructive system that we've been subjects of, as well as a few current events that affect our community and our diaspora overall. Coming to you live and direct from my beloved city of Chicago, I'm doing a remote tonight. Not a pleasant day in my beloved city. It's a little blustery, a little chilly, a little rainy. Not a downpour, but just enough to get your head wet, which I guess is not such a bad thing. You need to clean these dirty-ass streets, if nothing else. But with that said, tonight we are focusing, continuing to focus on the struggle to combat this wicked, destructive system that we're subjected to. And when I say this, I mean that when we are, the ripple effect from what's going on 10,000 miles away, and I say that with fervorance, the ripple effect that you may not be totally aware of, but everything that's going on over there in the Ukraine and over there in Europe simply has nothing to do with us, you say. But I promise you, it has everything to do with your livelihood. And the notion that you have any control over this predicament is just that, a fucking notion, because you got no control. The only control you have is what you can do, is how you're living, is what you can do to make a change. That's the only control. Please excuse me. That's the only control that we legitimately have. Be the change. Be the agent of change, as we've discussed on these airwaves. Be that agent of change. If you want to make a difference, do it. Don't hesitate. Scared to help somebody, because there's so many people in need. And like Brother Melvin was saying last night, it doesn't matter what race you are, whether you're Asian, white, indigenous, doesn't matter. Once you become part of the rung of the low, the bottom, once you distinguish as the bottom class, ain't no coming back. So as Brother Melvin says so eloquently, we need each other. Complexion don't mean a damn thing when it comes to this class of people. And like my brother Melvin says all the time, you have to understand and recognize the fact that the people have more power than the people in power. That destructive mechanism that is the power magnet that rules the world right now cannot operate once the people come together. And again, this is the empowerment zone. Our purpose is rooted in the people. And this is what we strive for. Equality, justice, and peace. And when I say peace, I don't mean that from a linguistic standpoint. I mean that from a state of mind. From a state of mind standpoint. Peace. We say that so nonchalantly. We wish each other daily peace, whether it be in whatever language. As-salamu alaykum. Peace. In Espanol, it doesn't matter. This is what we want for each other. So if we truly want this peace, we've got to work to get it. And I'll use the example of Dr. King. And I don't want to get it twisted where you know Dr. King professed turn the other cheek aspect. That's not what I'm talking about. When he said peace would only be achieved once we unite, once we come together. That's what I'm talking about. In the empowerment zone, we here in the empowerment zone, again, are rooted in the people. I cannot discount the efforts of the people in the background that you all don't see. The people that are working hard, diligently, working hard, vigilantly, working hard, sacrificing family time, time with their loved ones, what they're doing for others, sacrificing their lives for our sake. I'm not talking about Jesus. I'm talking about regular people following generations to suffer through the same suffrages that we did. Because that game is dead. It's a new age. And just because it's a new age don't mean that you can still get away with saying whatever the fuck you want to say to people and not expect a reaction. It's a new age. We don't play that shit. We're not playing getting stomped on and having people not giving a fuck for all the efforts that we've made, all the strides that we've made as people. We're not discounting that, and we're not taking no for an answer. And I don't give a fuck about a judicial appointage. I'm talking about the Supreme Court nominee, the most recent Supreme Court nominee. I'm not talking about that. That's just placation. That's placating black people in order to satisfy an agenda, in order to make black people further assimilate to this wicked system that we're discussing tonight, and what we continuously have to combat. This is what I'm talking about tonight. Again, the number to reach us is area code 914-205-5538. That's 914-205-5538. Say that one more time. Call me, 914-205-5538. I'm not playing because it's time for many of us that talk a lot of good games but don't do shit and continue to complain about how much they're struggling, but then don't have enough heart or enough fight in them to keep it pushing. Like I know so many people are that don't get recognized. And not that those people are looking for any kind of recognition. That's not the people in the background that's doing shit that you don't know on your behalf. But then you want to say niggas ain't doing shit. Niggas ain't shit. That's heartbreaking to hear. When I hear that kind of thing, that's heartbreaking. And so that's the point of this program tonight, this installment of the Empowerment Zone. The point is to bring attention and some fucking fight to the struggle system that we are absolute subjects of. So you want to talk about control? You want to talk about how much game you got? You want to talk about how much you have? In the scheme of things, you don't really have shit because you don't have any control. And that's what we're trying to change. What Brother Melvin was talking about last night on the Big Picture Show last night, he was saying how once we unite, once we come together in any kind of measure, we could topple this wicked system by just standing up in a feat of unification. And it's not that hard, as Brother Melvin said. It's not that hard. It takes a little bit of sacrifice. And again, there's so many people out here that are sacrificing their lives, that are putting their lives. I can think, my sister, Sasha Johnson, over there in England. Her own people shot her during the holidays last year. Tried to murder her because she was a strong black woman trying to stand up for her people, trying to make a difference, trying to bring solidarity to the people. And she was shot multiple times for this reason. So this is the reason why this subject tonight, to combat the destructive and wicked system that we're all subjects of. Again, the number is area code 914-205-5538. That's 914-205-5538. Coming to you live and direct from the city of beautiful Chicago. I'm out west, having a little difficulty with broadband in my area, so I'm remote tonight, much like I was in Los Angeles last year, and I can't express how grateful I am to the people that allow me to commandeer their area to keep this show pushing. Greatly appreciate it. Again, you listen to the Empowerment Zone and the Panther Party Radio Network. You can reach us if you'd like to help us empower yourself and help us in our efforts to achieve justice, equality, and peace of mind. That's thepantherparty1966@gmail.com. That's thepantherparty1966@gmail.com. And I assure you, if you leave your contact information, such as your name and your phone number, someone will get back to you expediently, I assure you. Please excuse me, I'm going through a little something here, and I'm outside, and it's raining. However, you know, I'm going to going to open up the mic tonight a little early, but I did want to preface this first segment with this particular topic and try to implore everyone to recognize that the game that's in your face now, that you're seeing in the mindfuck mainstream media, is just that, such a mindfuck. You mustn't pay attention to that shit. If you really want to know what's going on, if you really want to have some measure of control in your destiny, then you have to read between the lines of what they're telling you and what they're not telling you. I'm not saying don't watch the news. I'm not saying don't pay attention. It's not what I'm saying. I'm saying to read between the lines and look deeper, because the rabbit hole runs so deep, deeper than the trenches of Mariana, which are 17,000 fathoms below the Earth's surface. You got to read deeper. That's if you really want to know. I'm inquisitive. I need to know, because I don't have that measure of control that I speak of, but at least when I have information, I can use that information as a fucking tool to further the cause, to combat the direction and the lies, to expose what's really going on. And there's a number of things that I can discuss tonight. I would rather talk about what's really going on amongst our people, and how, like Brother Melvin was saying last night on the big picture, how our people aren't leaders anymore. We don't innovate anymore. We don't make anything anymore. We're followers. We follow trends, and we're TikTokers and Facebook and Instagram and all that shit. That's not us, not our culture. And that's what Brother Melville was talking about last night. Our culture has been raped. And like Brother Melville was saying, also, what he was saying, that the children of this generation, yes, they're wise. They know a lot, because they're inundated and bombarded with so much information. Of course they know more than we did in our generation, but they're weak. Yes, they're bombarded, and they have all this wisdom and knowledge, but no direction, no guidance, none whatsoever, because we're so concerned about, I'm going to say it, we're so concerned about fucking the Kardashians and Kanye and everybody else and Trump and what's going on in Washington and what's going on to fucking support Ukraine. I'm sorry, man. We got our own problems, man. We got our own shit to fucking fix. We can't be focused on that, for one, again, we don't have no control over, and we can't do shit about it. But what we can do is work together to fix what is wrong us. Again, you listen to the Empowerment Zone on the Panther Party Radio Network. I see I've got some callers, guests waiting so patiently, and I greatly appreciate it. Before I open up the mics, I would really like to have a moment of silence for all the victims of tyranny and injustice lost over the last week. Rest in peace, all the victims. And thank you for indulging me. I'm going to open up the mic soon, and I hope that, again, once again, you're listening to the Empowerment Zone on the Panther Party Radio Network, and I hope that everyone that's listening online, whether you're in the Philippines or West Africa or in East Africa or in the UK or anywhere in North America that's listening online, I certainly hope that you will indulge me in addressing what we're talking about tonight. Because, again, we are combating literally on a basis of the instinct of self-preservation means a lot. And we are battling or combating an enemy that is so strong, but not without weaknesses and points of penetration that can further weaken them. And that's what we're talking about tonight. And also we're discussing the measure of control and what you can do in spite of the lack of control that we have over what's going on in the world today. We're talking about what you can do, the measure of control that you have, the measure of discipline that you have, the measure of morals and ethics that you possess that can guide these wayward children that we are going to have to depend on in this next generation. So with the fact that these youngsters that are so wise, that are so bombarded with all this information, that have no guidance, it's incumbent on us to help them, to give them that guidance that's so desperately needed. Again, the number to reach us is 914-205-5538. That's 914-205-5538. I'm going to open up the mic. There's one guest here. I believe I know who this is. Dr. JD, thank you ever so much. Welcome to the Empowerment Zone.
Thank you, sir. Great to be back.
Good to have you, man. What's good?
Oh, man, just listening to you. Yes, it's interesting times. I see from my perspective and my lone melanated folks and the world that we've created that we are, it started as a destructive world, and how things start is how things finish too often in a cycle. And the level of destruction is so prevalent, and yet the level of denial of just naughty or ignorance. I mean, I'm having interviews with folks, and they're not even clear themselves how much they're perpetuating this continuous, because we are so used to not being challenged. We are so used to just feeling this greatness about ourselves, just never having to have learned about another culture, that we are so much in denial that we're the violent group that is causing and you know, participating in at such high levels of violence and destruction. And it's just sad to see at this point. And then, you know, going with even what you just been talking about with the youth, I think there's a great opportunity with the youth, and like you said, that they have access to so much information that they're willing to challenge the ways of us, but that the level of caution we have is because they're getting so much information from these machines that their social skills in bringing bonds, you know, in bonding with one another, as which has got to be the focus of building something different than the world that keeps destroying and keeps us disconnected, to find ways to bring forth connection to the planet and to the, which is natural to indigenous and aboriginal cultures. And so that's our challenge with the youth. They're willing to challenge this system. You know, we can call them lazy, and to an extent they're lazy, but not in the same way to me. They're lazy in the sense of, like, why would I continue to work as hard as I see you guys work? And everybody's so miserable. You guys haven't created a world that makes us and that's invited us to come into. On that standpoint, I like that they're willing to challenge and being open to new information. But, you know, how they develop their own connections is going to be what is important moving forward, if that makes sense.
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, with that connection that you mentioned, Dr. JD, I think with that connection, because these kids are open, and like Melvin was saying the other night, and I'm going to open up your mic in a minute, Mel, these kids are wise, man, because they've been, not only have they been indoctrinated the same way that we were, but they've been even, how can I say, more dumbed down. To the degree that they, as open-minded as these kids are, there's still a measure of narrow-mindedness, because they're neglect. They don't feel like they can relate to the old heads, or even resign to the old head philosophy of moving forward. You know, what we used to have, like Melvin says, the culture that we used to have. These kids, they don't know this, but they're still that open minded. But they need the guidance, man. They need the guidance, and they miss that. It's evident. It's so evident that the guidance isn't there, and it's incumbent on us. And again, these kids are that open minded. And they have their own ideals. They have their own ideology because of the due to their environment, what they see, the modern era. You know, they're so much more digital. Everything is so microwave and so instantaneous. And so that's what they expect. Those are the expectations. So when shit doesn't happen as quickly as they expect it to happen, then they lose interest. And then they're not hearing us. They're not hearing the mentors. They're not hearing the guidance. They're not adhering or heeding the wisdom. And that's the problem.
Yeah. If you're allowing me to speak some more, yes. I mean, that's agreeable, and that's why this path of destruction is it. We can't go opposite of it. We have to make it different. And oh man, the connection to the planet, and you know, like just putting your hand in some soil versus on a computer screen and whatnot. Just reconnecting to an understanding of life is being taken from these kids because of our schooling and our approach to just to controlling things and having so much involvement in control versus being a part of, and just that I keep reinforcing the connection and how disconnected we are. And then from my people's standpoint, just the level of denial, the level of defensiveness, we are so afraid to challenge our greatness and just don't see the value in really learning and curiosity of others, because all of the complaints that we have, right, left, middle, whatever your position is, your approach is, whatever you associate yourself with, from our standpoint, it is our, and we refuse to still look at ourselves as, you know, in our culture as being the problem. And there's so much to gain from letting go of that and recognizing that we could benefit so much from Aboriginal indigenous cultures to reconnect ourselves so that we wouldn't have the level of of mental illness or mental health issues, the level of disparities, the level of anger and upsetness that we have, just to be able to understand how to let that go. It's sad, you know, I'm going to keep fighting the fight, and I'll do 90% of the work, because it's my people that are doing this, and just the
don't be
the
so
level of
validation. It's not your fault, bro.
No. I know it's not my fault. I'm saying I'm just willing to do the work because I know the value of the work, right? And I know
indeed,
the beauty of it. So.
Yeah,
yep.
Indeed. And I love the way that you speak, man, the beauty of it, man, because when it comes to fruition, it is beautiful. And the unification, and I can see it, man. It's gonna happen. We're gonna get our shit together. It's gonna happen. And the powers that be, they're gonna fall. You know, what's the old saying? The poor, when the lights go out, the poor gonna eat the rich. Yeah, it's gonna happen. It's coming to fruition right now. And with your input, JD, I really appreciate it, man. And I can definitely agree with the notion that these children, again, need the guidance, and there's a connection that can be made, but it's incumbent on us to put the stamp down, for them to follow, much like the March on Selma or Rosa Parks or even the gruesome Emmett Till moment. That kind of stamp.
Right.
That wakes these kids up. I mean, they woke already. I'm just saying, they need these kids are so bombarded with information, and they don't have time to think about the next thing that they're even thinking about. They don't have time to think about the next thing coming. So with all this bombardment of information, it's incumbent on us to put this stamp down for them to follow. Much like
if
in 1955. Yes. Go ahead.
Yeah. If I could add one thing to that, like there was this study done in India where they had, I want to say, you know, maybe baby boomer age, and then the Gen Zers or millennials, whatever it was, but it was definitely at least a two generation difference, right? And they had the older folks come in, and they said, look, we're going to give you this open canvas right here, and we're going to give you all these colors, paints, markers, crayons, whatever it was. I can't remember exactly. But you guys, you know, paint your pictures, do your art, do whatever you can on this open canvas. Just know that at the end, when you're done, what you leave is for the children to come in and do the same. And, man, these older generation, they just went to work and did all this beautiful stuff with all these colors and everything. And when the younger generation came in, they were left with brown, black, gray, white, and no radiant colors or nothing. The older generation used it all. And then you look at them and you go, well, why aren't you participating? It's because as they're coming out into this world, they look at it like, yo, you guys are destroying stuff. You're not giving up. You're not building it for us. You're just taking and taking and taking. Why should we want to participate in this? And if we can connect to them there and at least make that connection that we understand that and show them. That's why I love the idea of the empowerment zone, because if we can grab them from that standpoint, like, hey, we see this, and now here's how you can empower yourselves moving forward. That's where I believe we can connect and help guide them.
100%, Dr. JD. And, you know, these kids, man, I can't agree more, man. Because again, these kids need our guidance, and they see the older generation, like you said, taking so much. They got nothing to build on. So our focus, again, I can't stress this enough. It's incumbent on us to give, to focus on the kids, because the generation in front of us, man, they're I mean, the example that we set isn't a good one. So what kind of expectations do we really have from this next generation? I got grandkids. I'm scared of the mindset that my grandkids are going to have and the resentment that they're going to have, much like the resentment that we had in 1982 when Reagan was in office and all the shit that they left us and then the shit that they put in front of us with the insulation of crap. And I'm going to leave that there. I mean, I'm just using that as an example. You feel me? Because, again, these kids are gonna look at what we represent and say, well, if they wasn't on shit, why should we be on anything positive? Why should we move forward? Why should we try to do something when y'all wasn't trying to do shit for us? And that, unfortunately, is the mindset of a lot of these kids. And in the next segment, after the break, I'm going to tell a story of something that happened to me that that scenario has not been able to escape my mind in the last 3 days. Something that happened to me on date night, taking my woman out to go see a show. But in the next segment, I will further go into that. Eric Cole, Brother Melvin, your microphone is open if you would like to contribute, Brother. So glad that you able to reach out tonight. I know you're on the road, so if you got some time, chime in, please, with your Eric Cole 682. All right, good brother. I'm sure he's busy, but when he gets prepared to, I'm sure he'll raise his hand. But again, if I could further emphasize how important it is to reach out to these kids, and again, I'm afraid for my grandchildren. I've got a grandson who's about to graduate from high school, who's a prominent baseball player, but he's woke. And he's a traveling baseball player, and he's been around the country, been exposed to a lot. And he's from Norfolk, Virginia. Again, my grandson is a really good baseball player. And again, he's been exposed to a lot being a traveling player. The thing is, he's one of them light-skinned niggas that, for all intents and purposes, doesn't have a place in this world, not even in the black diaspora because of his light-skinnedness. And that's unfortunate because he's got a brain, he's got talent, and he's got a lot to offer. But in some circles, because of his status, because of his complexion, he's got no place. So therefore, people like him have to make a loud noise, have to bang out in order to be heard and seen and to be respected and to be even acknowledged as a person because of his fucking complexion. And that disturbs me because in the scheme of things, complexion don't mean a damn thing. We can look 10,000 miles away and see how complexion don't mean a damn thing because Putin don't give a fuck about people that look just like him, the little babies that look just like him. Don't give a fuck. So complexion don't mean nothing. So again, you have to, when you are marginalized and put into a certain status, or when you're put into a certain circle for lack of a better word, you have to make some noise in order to be heard, in order to be seen. And then you're taking a huge risk because everybody don't want to see you. Everybody don't care about you. Everybody, so there's some people that figure that you be better off as a fucking stain on the mattress as opposed to having life and having a soul and meaning something and contributing something. People that don't care. So this is what frightens me. This is what gets my attention. These are the type of things that make me so stringent in my application to make the people aware that we need to come together. Complexion don't mean a damn thing. And like you were saying in one of your steps, Dr. JD, you said in one of your steps something similar to that. I can't paraphrase right now, but in one of the steps in your book, you're talking about how complexion don't mean a thing. And I totally get it. But I've lived it. I've lived it. And I see it doesn't matter how much brains you got. We're looking at the first black woman to be nominated for a Supreme Court position. But in the scheme of things, it don't mean a damn thing because it really doesn't. And I'll tell you why it don't mean shit. Because I cannot call her or say when I get pulled over, I'm just using this as an example. If I get pulled over, I can't say that the Supreme Court Justice, the black woman Supreme Court Justice is my cousin, and the police be like, oh, that's cool. That's all right, fine. You can drive 85 miles over the speed limit. That's cool. It's not like that. It's like that with them. It's like that with them. You can say, you know, I'm related to such and such and get a pass. We can't do that. So it doesn't matter who's on the Supreme Court. It doesn't matter all the hoops that she had to jump through in order to get this nomination or even consideration. It doesn't matter. Because the real truth is you got no place. You're still at the bottom of the totem pole. And like Brother Melvin was saying last night, you cannot expect, if you're Asian, if you're white, if you're indigenous, Latino, once that class, that upper class, takes a giant shit on you, you're just as bad as niggas. You in the same class as niggas. And there I said it. And I don't care. I hope I offend somebody because it's not fair. It's not fair, and this is what we're here fighting for. And I know I'm going on a diatribe, and I know I got a break coming up soon, but I just want to emphasize how it doesn't matter what you look like when you stand up and when you exceed. Look, and before we go on a break, I just want to say this. I'm going to use Venus or Serena Williams as an example. Serena Williams is in the team picture, and I mean the top 10 team picture of greatest athletes of all time. Doesn't matter that she's a woman. What matters is her dominance. Doesn't matter the money that she's made playing tennis. Remains that Maria Sharapova, who's not even in Serena's class, makes more money than her, or at one time made more money than her, at least on the WTA tour. She made more, Maria Sharapova made more money than Serena Williams and won a third of the titles that Serena did. However, she's, you know, high profile. I'm saying that to say this. Complexion don't matter. You could be, I mean, I'll use Obama as another example. And when he was addressing a joint session of Congress, and the motherfucker from Virginia screamed out, "You're a liar." So disrespectful. And yes, he was contrite after that. Shortly thereafter, the joint sessions, he was contrite. Went directly up to the president. "I'm sorry, Mr. President, for my outburst. I apologize for my outburst." Doesn't matter. You did it. You did that shit. You put that nigga on blast. The president of the United States, you put that nigga on blast with no regards, with no respect, and no decorum or manners for that matter. But that's how it's done. So what we're trying to do is make people aware that it doesn't matter what complexion you are and what you have to offer. It doesn't matter. What matters is what you really bring to the table and how you can be used and usurped. And it's a shame. But the world's changing. The world's changing. And these youngsters are waking up. And it's incumbent, again, it's incumbent on us to guide them, to be mentors, to be some measure of guidance to these woke kids that look at us like, "You didn't leave us shit. So why should we work so hard to get to gain for any gains for you when you haven't done shit for us?" Completely understand. I really do. And I'm sorry for these children. I'm just using those as an example of how far we have to go and what we're combating. You've been listening to the Empowerment Zone on the Panther Party Radio Network. I'm going to take a short break. When I come back, I'm going to describe something that happened to me the other night that I was completely stunned by and perplexed and left with no recourse or no justice. Again, I'm remote, live and direct, doing the show from outside. Probably hear the train in the background. Having some bug the bandwidth issues at the crib, so I'm out here. Again, you're listening to the Empowerment Zone on the Panther Party Radio Network. You can reach us at 914-205-5538. That's 914-205-5538. If you want to help us in our efforts, you can reach us at thepantherparty1966@gmail.com. That's thepantherparty1966@gmail.com. All are welcome to join us in our conversation tonight. And it's greatly appreciated. Everyone that's listening online and waiting to chime in. So please bear with me. We're going to take a short break, and we'll be back momentarily. You've been listening to the Empowerment Zone and the Panther Party Radio Network. We'll be back in a minute.
It's unfortunate that we even have to say Black Lives Matter. I mean, if you go through history, nobody ever gave a fuck. I mean, you can kill black people in the street. Nobody goes to jail. Nobody goes to prison. But when I say Black Lives Matter and you say All Lives Matter, that's like if I was to say Gay Lives Matter and you say All Lives Matter. If I said Women's Lives Matter and you say All Lives Matter, you're diluting what I'm saying. You're diluting the issue. The issue isn't about everybody. It's about black lives at the moment. But the truth of the matter is, they don't really give a fuck about anybody if you break the shit all the way down to the low fucking dirty ass truth.
We say that black lives matter, but truthfully they really never have. No one ever really gave a fuck. Just read your book.
lawyers. They know they'll sue their ass. They can tell who to fuck with. Unfortunately, black or brown skin is always meant for. They profiling you, kid. They know you can't fight back, but we're about to.
Investigators say they are reviewing body camera and dash cam video of Tuesday's shooting. Police say that Keith Lamont Scott did have a gun in his hand when an officer shot him. A new picture of the scene shows something at Scott's feet. A source tells our Charlotte affiliate it may be a gun, but people in the neighborhood say that the father of four was holding a book instead.
Officer Vincent was in plain clothes when the shooting happened, and he was not wearing a body-worn camera, but we are told that three other officers were there. The department is under increasing pressure to release police videos from the shooting, but the police chief says they will not do that right now because of the investigation.
Don't fall for the bait and switch! Racism is real, but not here! They fuck whoever can't fight back! But now we gotta change all that! The people have had enough! Right now it's them against us! This shit is ugly to the core! When it comes to the poor, no life matters! This shit is ugly to the core! When it comes to the poor, no life matters! This shit is ugly to the core! When it comes to the poor, no life matters!
Peace. Welcome back to the Empowerment Zone on the Panther Party Radio Network. If you want to reach out to us and join us in all of our efforts, you can reach us at thepantherparty1966@gmail.com. That's thepantherparty1966@gmail.com. Just leave your contact information such as your name and your phone number, and I assure you someone will get back to you expediently. I promise you. Tonight we've been discussing, and again, all are welcome in joining our discussion tonight as we continue to focus focus on the continued struggle to combat this wicked, destructive system that we've been subjects of, as well as a few current events been going on that really, in the scheme of things, have a ripple effect on us in our community, in our communities, as well as our overall diaspora. Again, the number to reach us is 914-205-5538. All are welcome to join us in our conversation tonight as we continue to focus on these issues as we have previously in the Empowerment Zone. And all of this is so important that, so many people sacrifice and make an effort to make a difference, to be in a change. And I want to let everyone know that, like Brother Melvin says, it doesn't take much. It's not that hard to make a semblance of a fucking effort to do something for somebody, to do something to enhance and to further the community that you live in. And I know it's scary because there's niggas out here, there's people out here, man, that don't care and want to take your life for less than the value of a goddamn Susie Q. I understand that. But you can't be scared. Malcolm X wasn't scared. Huey Newton wasn't scared. Fred Hampton certainly wasn't scared. He knew that he was going to get murdered. He knew that he wasn't going to die from bad heart or slipping on a piece of ice or in a car crash. He knew that. He knew that he was going to die a revolutionary death. So don't be scared. You can't be scared. You got to have some measure of courage to get through today, because it ain't easy. Every day is tough. And we get bombarded with bullshit on a daily basis. And you got to survive that shit if you want to wake up the next day by the blessing of the Most High. You have to be courageous and not be scared. unless you want to live in that box. That box ain't comfortable. Again, it's a box. I don't want to live in no box. I won't live in a box. And that's what it's all about, being courageous, not being scared. Area code 682. You with me, homie? All right, my man. Your mic is, just know that your mic is open. And you can chime in, whatever you feel like best. I really want to convey to the people that are listening, and again, thank you all for joining us on these airways, because purpose is rooted in the people, and we try to make a difference and to be aware, you know, make us all aware of what we have to combat, what we're contending with, these battles, you know, on so many fronts. We have a lot to contend with, and we can't do it alone. We need to come together. You can't have an army of one. One man cannot change shit. And I'm sorry, I'm not trying to shit on anybody's religious beliefs, but, you know, faith is one thing. Action is another. You can't just sit back and wait and complain. Unless you're in love with the plantation. If you're in love with the plantation, then just continue. Continue. Just keep on complaining and waiting for them to give you some shit. Keep on waiting. I'm not going to wait with you. And I'm not sorry. Because we put so much blood, sweat, and tears into this. You can't wait for an answer. You got to make something happen. How many examples do we need? How many people need to die at the hands of the opposers to make you all understand that it takes a fucking conscious effort to make something happen, change? So be that agent of change. I'm asking you, I beseech you, you're listening to these airwaves, you're listening to this show, you've been following this show, you know what I believe and how my theory. We have to be agents of change. There's no other way around it. Because waiting for some shit to happen, waiting for reparations? Are you kidding me? Waiting for a handout? This is why we stress in the empowerment zone, starting your own shit, being an entrepreneur. I'm going to use this as an example. There's a young brother that left Mississippi, went out to California with $127, and now he's a multi-million dollar. Now he's a multi-millionaire that's doing something in the community that brought him up. And he's doing something for the community where he came from in Mississippi. So not only is he flourishing and doing something with what he was blessed with, he's making a difference. So you need to tell me this nigga from bumfuck Mississippi went out to L.A. and made something of his life from nothing with a bus ticket. And you can't? Come on now. Yes, you can. You can do something positive to further where you live, to help build. Like Melvin was talking about last night. We see the Asians building strip malls, shopping centers, the Mexicans go down to Texas. You see nothing but entrepreneurial Mexicans. You go down south, even in Atlanta, Chocolate City, entrepreneurs. Why isn't that happening all over the country? Why isn't that blueprint being copied throughout. I'll tell you why. Because there's so many other easy, or what's perceived as easy, ways to come up by selling dope, by selling kids, by selling organs, the easy way. And that, even that's not easy, because that's a really rough racket. And if you're involved in that shit, there's blood. So it's not that easy. But to some people, that way is easier, as opposed to, and that way is easier. That way of risking life and limb and doing a bid in the pen and killing children and ruining people's lives, it's easier to do that than to start up your own and to help somebody else start up something to benefit the community. I disagree. I disagree wholeheartedly. And I can't express how much it disturbs me to see people so willing to take those risks to get shot by some other niggas that don't own shit. You don't own none of these. You don't own none of these blocks. The white man owns these blocks. You just partially control for a moment that territory. And it's worth killing your brother. It's worth doing a bid. You don't get those stripes from killing yourself. You don't get those stripes for murdering babies. And you're certainly not benefiting the community. You're just taking us down even further and placating the stereotype. The stereotype, the wicked stereotype type that we, all we're good for is killing each other. All we're good for is entertaining. All we're good for is slave wages. Only thing a nigga's qualified for is a job in the penitentiary. And that's not us. That's not our culture. We're bigger than that. We're wiser than that. We're more savvy than that. But our culture has been raped, and we don't know which direction to go now. And so that's the purpose of the empowerment zone, because we're rooted in the people, and we're trying to give guidance and influence and information to help us move, to help us to serve this purpose that was laid down, this blueprint that was laid out for us, and we're not following it. It's time for us to stop bullshitting and follow the blueprint. Welcome back. I hope I can be heard. If somebody who's online right now can please acknowledge with a text message that I can be heard, it would be greatly appreciated. For some reason I got disconnected, but I think I'm back now. So if whoever's listening could please just shoot me a quick text and let me know that I can be heard, it'd be greatly appreciated. Thank you ever so much. So we're going to continue. We've got about 45 minutes remaining in the broadcast, and as I was stating before we got disconnected, the importance of us communicating with the youth and combating this system. Again, as Brother Melvin was speaking on last night, these kids are wise for no other reason because of their bombardment of information and how quickly and so how readily available such information is. These kids are pretty smart, but they're not guided. There's so misguided. And that's part and parcel to mainstream mindfuck media, social media, Instagram, YouTube, and all this misinformation. It's no wonder that they're so confused. But the thing that I'm encouraged by is the fact that they are so wise and they are so open-minded, and they're not as indoctrinated with the profile of racism that their parents were. They're not like that. Excuse me, please. So with them being so open-minded, it's incumbent on us, and I say this with as stringently as possible. It's incumbent on us to guide them to the point where they can not just make decisions, but to have their own ideas, to be progressive, to be innovative, like the generations before. We can't have the people born in 1924 saying that they're the greatest generation, because that generation is gone now. My grandmother would have been 98 years old this year, this past January. That generation is gone now. So this generation needs to be the one that's innovative, that's progressive, that's open-minded, that's inventive, that's meticulous and straightforward thinking, not from a communal aspect. I mean, but from again, rephrase that. But from a communal standpoint, where you know the world community, because we have to understand that the people that are in control now won't be around, but they're laying the foundation for their lineage to keep this bullshit going. But it's this generation that's supposedly so woke can now innovative, can now be the vanguard of the revolution, that can now be the think tank for the generations in front of us. Because I'm not going to be here much longer. Melvin ain't going to be here much longer. But what we're trying to do here is to bring awareness and also not be so harsh on these kids. We really need to focus on these children. Because, again, they're the next generation. They're the ones that are going to forge this new foundation. And if it's not forged in the way that's equal, if this foundation isn't forged in justice, equality, and peace, then what's the purpose? What the fuck? The Empowerment Zone and the Panther Party Radio Network. I'm your host, Mark Higgins. We're going to put a bow on this because the connection that I have seems kind of shitty, to be quite blunt. And I'm afraid that we'll be cut off again, and I don't want that to happen. So once again, you've been listening to the Empowerment Zone on the Panther Party Radio Network. To reach us and to help us in all of our efforts, you can reach us at thepantherparty1966@gmail.com. That's thepantherparty1966@gmail.com. To reach us by phone, if you want to call in, just press 1. Once you dial 914-205-5538, that's 914-205-5538. Just press 1 if you would like to speak I'm afraid, and I'm, again, I'm so sorry for the inconvenience of the disconnection. We've been inundated with connection problems because of the broadband in my area where I live in West Chicago. But again, thank you everyone that's been tuning in online and calling in. It's greatly appreciated. Once again, you've been listening to the Empowerment Zone on the Panther Party Radio Network. And please understand and recognize that our purpose is rooted in the people, and we are diligent in our efforts to bring to the people, bring the people together in a measure of unification where we can stand up and be the vanguard for the next generation to be the influence to the next generation in front of us that, again, as we were speaking on before, is so woke, but they need guidance. There's so much information that they're bombarded with, and they don't know which direction to turn to. So with that said, it's incumbent on us old heads to help them out a little bit, to give them guidance, not to condemn them, but to influence them, but to encourage them, to empower them. Again, because they're bombarded with so much information, it's almost impossible for them to even have any kind of real structure. So again, it's incumbent on us to help them out and to give them guidance, as much guidance as possible. Once again, you're listening to the Empowerment Zone on the Panther Party Radio Network. I'm afraid I'm going to have to cut this short because I think that we're going to get disconnected again, and I'm afraid that hopefully next week we can have a full show. Please help out if you want to contribute to the Panther Party Radio Network, to the Panther Party, that is. Please excuse me. If you'd like to contribute, reach out to us at thepantherparty1966@gmail.com. Whatever donation you have to contribute is greatly appreciated, whether it be $1, whether it be $1,000, or whatever the case may be. It's greatly appreciated, and it's all going towards our effort to further our people, to build our community, to make us financially responsible, to build assertiveness and to be active and proactive, and to also be prepared, with an emphasis on preparedness, because we ain't ready for the next level of shit that they're going to drop on us. So we emphasize preparedness here in the Empowerment Zone. Thank you all again for tuning in, listening online, and calling in. Greatly appreciate it. I'm your host, Mark Higgins. We're going to be coming back again. I'm sorry to be so quick and fluid about this, but I feel like we're going to get disconnected again because of the internet connection in my area. Really shitty right now. So with that said, please join us rather in the next installment of the Empowerment Zone. I will let everyone know when we will be going live again, whether it be on a Tuesday, Wednesday, or Thursday, or Friday, or Saturday. It doesn't matter. This is the Empowerment Zone, and we can open up these airways at any time we feel like, as long as you are willing to join us and to contribute. Again, it's greatly appreciated. Thank you ever so much. And know all my drivers, all my servers out there, I know Brother Melvin, you out there on the road. JD, my boy Jay out there in LA. I don't know if you're on the road or not, but brother, please be careful out there. Keep your eyes and ears peeled at all times, and know that you are a target, and that you are fully blessed, and know that the people are thinking about you, man, here in the Empowerment Zone, as well as all the servers. Please know that when you get off work tonight at 2:30, somebody know that you're leaving. Let somebody know your whereabouts so you don't have to worry about you getting to the crib. And once you do get to the crib, let somebody know that you've made it home in one piece. Because we're thinking about you here in the Empowerment Zone. We have you in mind. All the drivers, all the service out there doing, risking life and limb in service of people. Just please be careful. Keep your eyes and ears peeled at all times. Be safe and as healthy as possible. Once again, you're listening to the Empowerment Zone on the Panther Party Radio Network. All power to the people. Peace and love.
Remote control and just turn. 'Cause with that bolt, I'm not concerned. last words on my lips, but I am a revolutionary. And you're going to have to keep on saying that. You're going to have to say that I am a proletarian. I am the people. I'm not the pig. You're to the, we might not be back. I might be in jail. I might be anywhere. But when I leave, you can remember I said with the last words on my lips that I am a revolutionary. And you're going to have to keep on saying that. You're going to have to say that I am a proletarian. I am the people. I'm not the pig. You've got to make a distinction. And the people are going to have to attack the pig. The people are going to have to stand up against the pig. That's what the pastors are doing. That's what the pastors are doing all over the world.
We have brought to trial here Fred Hampton. You are here to judge between two conflicting testimonies. Somebody is lying. Now, reason stands. That reason is very clear here. That Private Jones, who had come from Sanford, North Carolina, would have no great desire to see Fred Hampton up in this trial. But Fred Hampton, a key figure in this community, has great reason for not wanting to be put in jail.
But the state's attorney and the state's attorney's office has reason to see Fred Hampton in jail. We've got a new state's attorney, you see. And he said already what he thought about people that had different political beliefs than he had. His speeches sound somewhat like those of Hitler. And we know why he wants to see Fred Hampton put in jail. Why do I have a lot of arrests? Because of harassment. Why is that harassment? Because the people that harassed me have set up a problem that made me disagree with them violently, and they set up this problem in order to exploit me and other people like me. And why they want to get rid of me? Because I'm saying something that might wake up some other exploited people and some other oppressed people, and if all these people ever get together, then these pigs that are exploiting us, we'll be able to run them into the lake. That's why they want to get rid of us. And it's just, it's sort of like a primary thing with me. I'm the first move that they'll make. I'm a part of an organization. It'll be the first organization they'll move on because I happen to be a part of an organization, the Black Panther Party, that is the only organization, in fact, that has came out and stood up loud and clear and said that we don't care what anybody says, whether they have guns or not and badges or 18 uniforms, if whenever they step outside the bounds of legality into the bounds of illegality, then we'll blow their brains out if they're bothering the people. Right. And what makes them mad about that? They're constantly bothering the people. Anybody that's out there for the protection of the people happens to be in direct conflict with them. What makes them mad about it? What makes them mad about it is that they have black people and white poor people and red poor people and Puerto Rican poor people and Latin American Puerto Rican people of poor people of all descent. They had them caught up in movements based on racism when the Black Panther Party stood up and said that we don't care what anybody says. We don't think you fight fire with fire best. We think you fight fire with water best. We're going to fight racism, not with racism, but we're going to fight with solidarity. We said we're not going to fight capitalism with black capitalism, but we're going to fight it with socialism. We stood up and said we're not going to fight reactionary pigs and reactionary state attorneys like this and reactionary state attorneys like Hanrahan with any other reactions on our part. We're going to fight their reactions with all of us people to get together and have an international proletarian revolution.
Right on.
And that's saying all power to the people.
Right on.
That's saying that no matter what color you are, there's only two classes. And that's saying there's a class over here and there's a class over there. And the reason that this class over here has never did anything to get this class off its back, because this is lower, this is upper, this is the oppressed, this is the oppressor, this is the exploited, this is the exploiter. And these people in this class have divided themselves. They say, I'm black and I hate white people. I'm white and I hate black people. I'm Latin American and I hate hillbillies. I'm hillbillies and I hate Indians. So we're fighting amongst each other. And you've heard the testimony of pigs here, and you got pigs of all colors, you know that. You got pigs that are white, you got pigs that are black, you even got pigs that are black and white. Propagating the same type of madness that this buffoon Henry had would be propagating if he were here himself. And why? Because they want to keep you to believing that I'm your enemy, and that everybody else that's black and that wears a lot of hair on his head and hair on his face, they want to keep you thinking that he's your enemy. Why? Because if ever you would disregard him and overlook him just for a minute and throw away that question of racism and started to deal with a little logic, then there would be no one else you could attack other than Hanrahan, other than Daley, and other than Tricky Dickie Nixon. If
you made the right decision, then the press people of the world will get complete satisfaction. I know you returned a guilty verdict of not guilty. Thank you.
I gotta carry 'em. Yeah, yeah, I'ma go into this. Yeah, yeah, this is gorilla. Yeah, yeah, I'ma go get the bag. Yeah, yeah, or I'ma get the pad. Yeah, yeah, I'm so cold like, yeah. Yeah, I'm so dull like, yeah. Woo. We gon' blow like, yeah. Look what I'm whipping up. Look how I'm kicking up. I'm so pretty. I'm on Gucci. I'm so pretty. I'm gonna get it. Watch me move. This is belly. Ooh. On my Kodak. Black. Ooh, know that.
America, I just checked my following, listen, you motherfuckers owe me.